Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome. And it is Psychics Gone Wild. I can't wait. I know you guys are all having a fun time out there. And it's that time of the night that we get to talk about the magic of it, the fun of it, the wildness of keeping it alive. And alive we will. I have a lot of you calling 773-897-6461. Hang on. Those phones will be a-ringing and we will be a-singing because it's time to have some really good times together. I can't wait to see to go into the work and got some other stuff to happen for all of you, and I feel this is going to be a very really, really strong night for those of you that are calling in. We do, Psychics Gone Wild, have a lot of individuals here. I am here to know, alone tonight, Jethro, and I keep saying we, but that's just a situation that I am habit of doing because I'm usually here with a host. But I've got some other family here, and you'll be able to hear some of the Psychics Gone Wild biggest and best of the wants because it is Christmas Eve, and we're going to celebrate with some of you people and some of you listeners, friends, people, their first timers, calling in and giving your ideas about the psychics. For individuals who are new to this, what we do, and I say we as individuals, I apologize, I'm a little out of breath tonight, is that we get together and we read for you. We discuss the fun things such as angels. This year, I can proudly say that we went ahead and started dealing with the four-legged friends of ours and the feathered friends, and we started working with a lot of the rescuers and the places that we could send people. For those of you who know us at the Real Psychics Gone Wild Room, we will and continually be there to help each and every one of you find that path that you can do. And we've brought up questions. What do you do when you're on vacation? How do you get the best work with it? We were single-handedly, and we will be announcing here on New Year's Eve how many animals that we, Psychics Gone Wild family, have personally helped. We busted a person who was not doing the right thing, who was actually working out a situation with others that was not so good. And we had some a listener that listened to our show, and thanks to our phenomenal Tuesday ladies, Linda Irwin, Jan Bach Drake, and Lynn Breesdale, who put on the show and worked with us through August of talking about the dogs, working about the animals, putting out the fact of how they love their animals, their stories arose, and a lady who actually is a client of mine, his daughter was allowed to stay up, and at that time we were a little later at night, and she was allowed to watch and listen with her mom on the computer to the show. She would chat in the chat room or with her mom's permission, you know, most of the time just sit and listen. And she realized that she has an ability. As a young child, and with her mom's permission, I can only say we'll call her Sally, but Sally has went on to really utilize her ability and become an animal intuitive. She's able to pick up and work with the energies. This solely was the effect of our heroes here on Psychics Gone Wild. And I get a little emotional. I get very emotional because that's what we're here to do. Yes, it's fun to have the readings. They're fun and we do them. But it's just like, you know, anyone realize if you've been a cashier and you rang up people all day, it's okay when someone comes in, they're enjoying the experience, but you've done it all day long. Same thing with us. We've done readings. So what we're here to do is we're to give you that topic and take it to level. I want to pick off my hat to all of the individuals who came and gave us their positive and time and energies through this year. We've had a lot of shift and change. A lot of people went on, grew beyond us, went to their own radio shows, are out there doing phenomenal things, and still, I hope, friends, because that's what we're here to do, and what we work with is we work with you individuals to help. So you know the rules, and you know how I am. I love you to call in. I welcome you to call in, but please limit it to not a lot of calls, only because you want to think of it like I've always told you. Your guides and you are going there, and I give you a piece of advice. Wonderful. Linda Irwin gives you phenomenal advice. Lori Connell gives you advice. Chris White and Patty Negri, and all of those are mixed in, and it's great. We're all good and are very gifted skills. But if you get so many of us in there, it's sometimes confusing. So those of you who are our regulars or people, I welcome it. And we, through the years, have had, I just listen in. I've had people tell that. I call Jethro, and they'll have a different topic. I've had people say, Jethro, I love to talk to you on your show. I can feel the energy. Past people, Amy Kavanaugh, phenomenal medium, very gifted, positive individual, who when she was on the radio, her energy alone would raise that vibration to a level. So people would call in. We loved it, but we do encourage, you know, not the same question, because we're going up and asking the oracle or the higher being or higher ones to work with us, and we all respect that. So this year has been a very fun year. I'm welcoming all of you to go in. We're going to be giving away those cartitures. Those are the characters that are written in cartoon way on our Psychics Gone Wild room. You still have a little time. If you haven't seen them, go to psychicsgonewild.com and look at the different ones and put in your answers there. You can put it in Contact Us, the fourth tab on the left side, and you can be able to get a hold of us and put in your opinion, what you feel. Patty Negri is so magical because she is the magic that I live for. I listened to her on Friday. Fridays and put down real, you know, your opinions. We will be picking still a winner. We're going to be giving over, we had said $500 that has raised. It will be over $650 worth of prizes on New Year's Eve. We need and want to have you put in for the contest, because not only is it fun to have you win, but it's our way of giving our back to our listeners who listen in. A lot of you know that this is a work of art, and we do this because we love to do the performing of it. Some of us do it for the spiritual reason. We will be looking at that in January. So loving all of you guys, a happy, you know, Merry Holidays. You know that for me, this is the night that I celebrate, and we will be opening packages here. I come from a very strong family, very big family. I had 8 children in my family, besides adopted children and aunts and uncles and cousins that my mom raised. We had a very big family, and we would always go out to my grandparents' house, and my grandfather could not wait. He was like worse than a child, and the agreement was that as soon as it got dark, then we would celebrate Christmas. Well, as soon as the dark would start and things would start to go and it was getting close, we lived in a ranch out, you know, in Wyoming, those of you know where I'm from, out on Laramie Peak, was my grandfather's ranch. I'm actually Pat Holliday's grandson, if those of you who know of him. He was a very well-known man, very good man. We would take and go ahead and work with that, and he would take his stuff and get dressed, and he would be Santa. So the tradition carried on, and so for my family, we've done that. So I love all of you guys calling. I know there's a lot of you individuals. Please, if you have got yourself in a situation and it's overbearing and things are getting to you, there's always the 1-800 crisis line. That is a professional line. You can type it in. I will be giving that number out here in a few minutes. I've always utilized this number through all my years of Coalition. Is there something wrong with it? No, there's nothing wrong with calling or doing that. This is a time of the year it becomes overwhelming. These are professional people to talk with. I encourage people to go there. You know, if you're having a toothache, you don't go over to the drummer or the mechanic and, you know, have him work on it because he's there. When you're having some stress or you're having it, you go to a professional. These are people that have been trained in counseling to be able to listen and to work with you. This is a time of year that a lot of individuals become with it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give thanks for some of the things that we have here and the magic of it. I've had the magic privilege of being able to meet a gentleman from Texas who is not only an actor but a musician who's been over the Netherlands, who actually passed and was on the other side and came back. This individual is able to take rocks and roll them into a round circle on a flat surface and be able to tell which planetary transitions. Those of you who haven't listened into Mondays, I have so magical person, my dear friend Gary Wimmer. There's an individual I was meeting. I went on in my little journeys and found a friend in Facebook who bought one of my sister's drums. This woman is a beautiful, delightful individual, and she's a very positive, nice-looking blonde lady who's very friendly. The guides talked to me. I went to her. She had a gift. She's a Scorpio. Long story short, Lori Connell. The for you, call her Lori C. Here's Lori. So I feel the magic was working there once again with me to be bringing me positive family of light brothers and sisters to work together for Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you listening in, I know that you're going to laugh, because then we look at Tuesdays. We turn around. going a little bit of mixture and a history and a love of energy here. I'm going to get real emotional. We have always had the strongest individuals that came to us. Those of I told earlier, Amy Cavanaugh. Amy Cavanaugh was a phenomenal person, and I perhaps looked one night, and here was this name that came up on the thing, and I clicked on it, contacted the person, and met one of the most strangest, wildest, positive individuals. And I use that word strange because I'm strange too. And I went, oh my gosh, this person is just like me. She's eccentric. She's cool. She's the one. And she talks to the thing that I was always nervous about. She talks to the extraterrestrials. She's able to know what the space brothers and sisters are doing. She had a lot of gift. I've had a little bit of work, but very nervous in that area. And Linda Irwin came to play with us, and we've never been more grateful. There's the magic working within our Christmas. As I went and I looked at the energy, I was so grateful. At that time, we'd had someone who'd been a little bit back and forth, and she later, I realized I had already met her in my show, Living in the Psychic Realm. Those of you who know my first show, I had read for this person. There was a person on the other side, and personally, she had called me, and I got to be very positive in the mediumship to help her work with it, and I had done a reading for her. Very, very positive, working, loving lady. And there, from there, we went Jan Bach Drake, and it was, you know, I've had people tease me. They go, you call her everything. I go, I call her Jan Drake Bakke. I call her Jan Draki Bakke. I love Jan, and I became a Jan fan, I think probably the first before you guys even knew we had that, because she's such a strong psychic individual and very gifted and talented of working to help make the best for each person. Magic is working once again. We had a show a couple of years back working with it, and was trying to find, we wanted to be international. We had had a gentleman from Spain come on the show, and a friend of mine from Australia, and Kay, those of you know my lovely fiance, we were working with her friend who's from Australia to see if we could have her on the show. And I prayed, and I worked in this in Tampa, and lo and behold, a friend of Linda Irwin's contacted me, and we had it close to May Day, Lynn Breezdell. That time things were there, and I was unfortunately couldn't make it to work with Lynn, but just felt this positive strength, this great individual. And the magic was working because we have Lynn on Tuesdays. For those of you who know, our Canadian reads was just phenomenal. So continuing on, we're just going through the week. I know you guys are talking about the magic. We're still looking back over it. For me, it's not old Zhang Zhang. It's the Christmas time. We sit here and look over the year. What all has happened? Lots of positive individuals, great help, individuals who have went out and helped people find their missing children, worked on our show to heal an individual with it. You know, we're getting into now, we're talking Wednesday night, and there we go. This person, I did a reading through a company at a very, very low rate in red, and this person contacted me right off, and I went to do the reading, and long story short, we talked, I did the reading, did the things, worked with her, said, you know, I just need to work with you. You're going to be doing this. I've got a feeling Psychic's Gone Wild is going to be a great radio show. You're gifted. You're born with the gift. This person was very much, very positive, strong individual, was a healer with it, which really amazed me, because we bantered back then, because I had been taught a way, and she'd been taught a different way. To this day, we still joke about that, and you'll usually hear that on Wednesdays, and that's the one phenomenal and only beautiful Dina Flanagan, my white sister in this, and my very good spiritual friend in Maine that we always work together in this show. Magic was working once again. The magic is here. The magic is still here, and it will be here for 2015. Please, those of you who know me, and I get a lot of light in you guys, and I love you guys, they're writing, and you're going, Jethro, this is a little different. It is a little different, but it's really good. Contact me, because you know, and I know it's always wild. Yes, you're a Jan fan. Yes, you love Linda Irwin. No, you can't go without your Dina time. Good Lord, the energy keeps going, and the spiritual is bringing us to a higher increase. And this year, we brought in two new wild ones. I had prayed and said, I needed some assistance. I need some work. I'm having classes in Florida. I need someone to come in to give me that energy, to be a friend there, to deal with me. I had other people. Some things were going. It was out of this world. It had been very intense. I felt very awkward. My teacher just passed away. I was in a very odd position as a psychic teacher, metaphysically. And they said, you'll know by your birthday. You'll have a sign about your birthday, and this person will show up. Well, next night at that class, a male individual came into the class and joked, because they were all talking, that came out that he had the same birthday I do. We both share November 12th. And I thought, what a very amazing thing. This gentleman has become to not only be a very good positive friend, but a strong individual. We joke and tease each other incessantly. You know, for those of you who know, Chris White, our intuitive, came not into my class, but has become a part, is now the Thursday host and working in Psyche's Gone Wild. Then a student of mine from back almost 2 years ago that I had trained in California talks to me, and she's very phenomenal, was going to start on the first Psyche's Gone Wild area. And unfortunately, at that time, other things were going, and she went off and took my advice and got married to a phenomenal man, Angie Mitchell. And those of you who tune into Thursdays and love the tarot, you're going to find that magic working. So there we go, and we're working here. And let's not forget the crowning jewel, the loving person, the sweetheart, the dearest person, the one who goes on the veil, who is the word magical. As you've heard the story, those of you who have tuned in, I'm on here. I'm giving you guys a little bit of the stuff that you're going to know for Jeopardy. This is the question. How did this person become connected? 10 minutes before my show, someone tells me, he was a very phenomenal name in this, he just didn't feel that my show was that intense, and he didn't realize I was just a blog talk radio show. And for him, he was looking for something more than internet. Had I been an FM or an AM station, surely he would give me a second look, but I wasn't. So he thanked me and told me he wouldn't be able to be on my show. I panicked. I went on. I scheduled my show an hour later. I looked. I didn't work. You guys have heard this before. And I went down on my Facebook, clicked, and here comes this phenomenal psychic. Worked with the side, done mediumship, brought in Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, worked with Chevy Chase, worked with Burt Reynolds. Phenomenal, gifted, positive person. I click on the thing. Her number comes up. I figure that's a message. I called this company, and she answered the phone. She was there with her baby Dora, and her pet. And I, at the time, she goes, I have to tell little Dora, but I could do your show, and I would do it. And I said, well, then I hit her with the big one. I said, well, you know, it's going to be on, and I look at the clock in about 6 minutes. There's no problem. I go, this is your phone number? Yes. I'm like, write it down. Went in here, as you guys know, started this show. And that Friday, or actually, I apologize, she's on Friday. Let's be honest here. On that Wednesday night, I was so magically blessed. That word is going to stay with me because I got to meet and experience such a strong, loving, caring individual who's just been the best asset of my friendship in the week. I can't wait till Friday. We still do the show. Patty Negri. Patty is positive, strong, professional, working, loving, individual. Just everything the word magic rings in your ear is Patty. And working with her has been such a blessing. I have been able to go to seances that she does, and I do not worry of them. Those of you who read Living in the Realm, I was very nervous about it. I wrote that book kind of a child. Those of you who read, you know, you guys got to wait on it. The second sequel, I talk about it. I had another experience with that. Now, long story short, Patty has got me through that. Patty has always been here. She taught all of you this year the magic of doing the money spell to bring money in. And she did some other work that we have, not only Jan, but others have been so well. I was able to follow some of Patty's really quick intuition, just working together. You're always learning from each other, and do that. So all of you guys that are tuning in, I hope you're really enjoying it, because that's what Psyche's Gone Wild is about. I've had a couple of people write me, well, you know, Jethro, you and Linda, you got thrown in jail in Monopoly. Well, yes, we did. And you know why? Because we were doing what we're supposed to be doing. We were helping people, and we had people calling, and they were like, I wanted to get in. And I've had people say, Jethro, listening to everybody else's readings, okay, but I like when you guys just do it. We're going back to the old way you love it. You love it when people call in and they say, hello. And we say, hello. But do you have to, for my permission, because of my faith and my belief, I have to get their name, and I've worked with my guides. Obviously, if I just read everybody that came up, I would not be a real well character. It's a little scary in this career. When I tease about that, I'm a little strange. There goes that word again. You know that my better word is unique, because that's what Linda Irwin is. Those of you call in, I've got people going, what did you say? I said I love Linda Irwin, and she is unique. And I'm saying that me and her probably will be in jail again when we do Psychic Monopoly, because people will be calling and saying, you didn't pick up the phone, you told me stuff, and that's okay, because that's what makes us the good core that we are and makes us Psychics Gone Wild. I love all of you, and I hope you're having a great time. I'm going to read you a Christmas present of mine because I'm just having a great one, and then we're going to pick up some phones and do some readings like the old school. And remember, we can do it, and we can do it like this. I do encourage you to give me a topic. I have a lot of ones that always love to give the general. Generally may just be what the guides say. I had the guides tell me that a woman was going to be changing her hair color, and there was going to be an energy in her house that was going to be very different. And for 2 weeks, she would not feel right, but then it would happen. She was very uptight. She said, well, that's really odd, but that's general. When you say that out to the guides, then they're going to do it. You want to be able to say, I want a reading of, and give me something of topic, or give the reader something. We only have a certain time, and we can't, you know, we got to give everyone a certain amount because we're all here. Yes, we're here, and we're wild. This is my Christmas gift, and I'm so very proud of it, and we were opening some of them tonight. Starting out, share a smile. The Christmas season brings a good reason for all of the earth to share a smile. This special time brings family together all over our world. Friends gather who have not seen each other in a while. People will toast at work, and neighbors will wave to one another. We will hold hands with our sister and brother. The Christmas season is a peace offering for all to share, a joyful time of giving and eating delicious treats. But we must beware that Santa and his elves will be sending gifts to all who believe and to all who see the magic in the air. It is going to be merry and nothing scary. We are sending out a prayer and a kiss. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. Love from Jan and Steve. Merry Christmas 2014 by Jan Drake Bakke. I'm going to keep that so I remember her name. No, I'm going to keep it because I love her dearly. I'm going to have it framed. She is a phenomenal poet. She's our totem reader, and I hope you guys enjoy our family there. Those of you going to PsychicsGoneWild.com, we're going to be giving some of those prizes away. Let's get a little wilder and go. We've got Intuitive Chris in the room, and he's in here. We've got some other people in, right? We love it. They said, make sure you go in. Don't forget, if you get a chance, to get a hold of us. And we're going, Merry Christmas. Hey, 843, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm glad you called in. You decided to go on the wild tonight, huh? Well, you got that wind behind you. I love that sound. You sound like you're down there in the Florida hurricane season. I'm up here in a little cooler Virginia.
Okay, this is probably better. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
I can. I like it, though. The wind was kind of cool. It was kind of scary.
I'm in the car.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to, you're my first on the reading with us. I'm your first. I love it. See, Linda doesn't get to have everything. She's good, too, and I'm teasing her tonight. I'm trying to get her. She's listening in the room. I'm going to get in trouble. Can I get your first name?
Yes, my name is Pooja.
Excellent, Pooja. And what I'm picking up here with the energy with you is I feel that there's people right now that are putting some things, like they want you to do stuff. I'm feeling there's people and individuals per se, and that you're making your decision where you want to be. There's something going on here. I'm feeling like people talking. You're a very strong-minded person, and you're wanting and needing to have things that make a little sense. And I feel like your life right now is going in one course and you're wanting to understand it. I feel a little heart hurt with you. I feel like somebody kind of let you down this year.
I've had a really tough year in general. And I've been let down by a lot of people this year and last year. But I feel like everything's kind of changing and shifting. I'm actually expecting something really big to happen by the end of the year or next year. I feel like a lot of clarity. And right now I just feel like it's just muck. I'm used to it because I'm so psychic and I'm very gifted. So I feel like I'm very much pulled in by other people and their desires all the time. I've just been that way.
You need to come work with us. When are you ready? What's going to be big and great? You're going to come and work on Psyche's Gone Wild. You're a very good, strong individual. And I love what the angels are saying. They're also telling me there's some financial blessings coming for you, but you are like us, the sensitivity, the material's nice, but your mind's focused on helping others. And I feel that it's very much, it's there. It's in the coming. There's also another blessing that your gifts, that you're also strengthening up some other work. And, well, your heart is sad. I feel that with individuals. It's such a lonely path in this. I used to tell others, you know, this being a psychic and working is not always all the glamour and the lights, because what also happens is we really care and we feel those sensations. They're showing me something very good financial. I feel like the people are trying to sway you, though, right now. You've got other people trying. I'm not sure if this is relationship or family, but I keep some people trying to get you to kind of go here or there. They're needing you or wanting you where they want you, and it's not working out that well.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I am. Last year, I became responsible for my mom and dad. They're a little bit older, and they changed. But I don't necessarily feel like they're a burden or anything. I feel like they're actually much more supported supportive and connected than anything. What I'm really looking for, to be honest, I feel like there's a relationship, a really strong relationship coming in that's going to give me a lot of clarity and a lot of support and direction. And I just feel it, and I feel it like it, I feel like it's soon, like January-ish, and December, January-ish, but I don't quite know, you know, so I call to see if maybe that's one of my big blessings coming. I just know that I have different options. I genuinely want to take my own path. I love that. It's definitely service.
Very much. And I feel you've been able to do a lot of other concepts of helping others with it. And it's very green. I've seen the energy of helping others. I feel like the angels are telling me that, you know, you're right, that your family's an assistant. That's what I kept seeing with them talking and working with you and putting the energy forth. They're telling me that in the next couple of months that there's going to be a blessing if you'll be able to do some things and help out. I keep feeling like, You're such a caregiver, it's just going to fall in your lap. Here's some things there, and it'll be able to put you in a position that you could use later for maybe counseling, something spiritual that's going to be able to benefit a lot of other individuals. You know, and you've been kind of called on by your guide to help raise this vibrational notch for your family.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's about to end, though. Am I correct in thinking that there's a relationship coming in, a really powerful one?
I do see the person coming in, but they told me it won't be. There's still a couple months. There's something that has to kind of focus itself through past Capricorn and through the energy and more into Aquarius with you, which is about, you know, February into running into the parts of closer to Pisces with March, and then it's going to be the strong one. That's the other bigger blessing, that you're going to be with that. You're going to meet the right person, the one that's there, and it's your other karmic love, and you two are going to go from there.
Okay. It sounds good. I was just hoping it was sooner than later. I feel like he's here now. Well, that's the noise. I feel like he's here now. Like, I honestly, genuinely feel like he's here now. And so I keep expecting him, like, any day now, like, any minute now. It's really weird. Like, I feel him. I don't know if that's strange.
No, you're very much on it, and you're feeling that energy. And there's where the love goes. That's where things will begin to even strengthen up for you. And as you're working your life and your relationships, you're also putting that other strength there together. You're putting that out, and it's what's there. And you two are already communicating together. I know that now, going over it, that my karmic mate, that we were already talking a good 3 months psychically or with our guides and stuff when she was there. It was ironic when I had students tell me about her. So it's good to have that psychic one. Thank you for calling in. Please, you know, become one of the regulars. If you could push the button on the right and follow us, come back once in a while. Put in the Psychic's Gone Wild. You've made family and friends, and I hope to see you in 2015 or at least hear your voice.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and we're rolling right along. We've got the wild ones. I've got a lot of you people writing in, typing me, going, what's going on? What's going on? It's Christmas Eve, and it's like it's gone wild. It's gone a little wilder. Dina's out on vacation. She's probably out camping again, or, you know, maybe her and Santa went for a ride. I did know that there. If you look in the Real Psychic's Gone Wild room, we are monitoring him, and he's had 239 million presents already received, and I see he's flying over Japan. Definitely Brenda Epperson deserves a present. We know she's a sweetheart. We love her. And let's take a minute for another present here in Idaho. And I teased earlier, we were phenomenal enough to have and lucky to let our life be enriched by this lovely person, Linda Irwin. She's added The Night Before Christmas, a sci-fi parody into our mix. Let's listen and enjoy.
'Twas the night before Christmas in the world unseen, the presents all wrapped in red and green. My computer screen glowed as the television blared. The last-minute holiday ads shouted and glared. Then up on the roof, just off to the right, a very strange thumping occurred on this night. Could it be Santa? I wondered aloud. His visit to my house would make us so proud. I pulled on my moon boots, my scarf, and my coat. So excited I would be on Facebook to gloat. A few steps out to the front yard I took, when what appeared to me would make a good book. No Santa, no reindeer, no North Pole-type sleigh. If the neighbors saw this, they would take me away. Wrapped in a straitjacket, sirens and lights flashing, my hopes for a normal life now were all crashing. It was silver and round, Christmas lights at its edge, perched askew on the roof, dropping snow on our hedge. The hatch slowly opened. I stood there amazed. The short little gray guy seemed to be unfazed. "Your chimney," he called, "seems to be a bit small. But no worries about that. I deliver to all." "Need a ladder?" I called. He simply replied, "No. I can teleport anywhere, even through snow." "You must be wondering," he asked with a grin. "I'm filling in for Santa. May I come in?" He then pushed a button and down he landed. That poor shuttle ship looked fairly well stranded. "So what about Rudolph and the other reindeer?" The gray guy laughed. "That is so last year. Plasma power and hyperdrive is now all the rage." He chuckled a bit. "Remember, this is the new age." He followed me in and then looked around. "Got Starbucks?" he asked. "Got some freshly ground?" "No cookies and milk," he added for me. "I'm on a diet. Need the caffeine, you see." I poured him a cup and told him, "Sit here." He replied, "Thanks. Been a tough year." How far he had come just to work for one night, that round silver ship with its lights so bright. He looked at me, my mind he had read, for at that same moment, this is what he said. "Did you think Santa was a person like you, a jolly fat man with an elf or two? A workshop for toys far up in the north who only ventures out on December 24th? No hammers or nails. We all work smart. We buy on sale at the Galactic Walmart. When you look at the sky, when you focus on a star, just know that many like me are never very far. And Christmas is a concept to show love and not fear, and should be practiced every single day of the year." With a glint in his eye, he set down his cup. Then very slowly he began to stand up. He waved his hands. His fingers were three. And magically, gifts appeared under the tree. Then a shimmer, a pop, a great flash of light. He disappeared from my home and back into the night. I rushed outside as the roof was now bumping. I stood there in awe. My heart was thumping. The lights powered up. The ship began humming. Then there came a great sound, a bass-type thrumming. It teetered, it tottered, it leaned to one side. To be on this ship would be one heck of a ride. It slowly rose, the roof dropped more snow, and then the silver changed to rainbow glow. From green to red, to cobalt blue, then purple and gold and polka dot too. With a jig and a jag, he was spaceward bound. "Merry Christmas," he called. "Keep your bottom side down."
I love that. Was that beautiful or not? We've got people calling in. They're going, "Where's our Dina time?" And I've got a bunch of them contacting me. And I had someone tease me yesterday and said, "Jethro, what did you do?" And I go, "I don't know." But they, if those of you have been tuning in, it's been one of those weeks. We've got a lot of calls, a lot of fun. Make sure you go in and get in on psychicsgonewild.com on the cartridges. We got one more week of it left. You still have time. Put in there. Why is Linda Irwin a star girl? Didn't you just listen to what this thing she's talking? It gives you a couple clues. We will be playing Psychic Jeopardy for those of you who want to do it. We have everything from a host who run a business. He used to run a yard business where maintenance work was done. We have an individual who was a dancer. We have a comedian. We have an individual who was working and has worked in the industry, in the movie business industry. So those of you who are checking, keep up on the trivia. Check out the websites. Find out. We've got a new sitcom and comedy out there, but one of our hosts who's written it is a very fun one, and we'll be looking into those. Remember, you guys, to get a chance, if you want to help us and you know you've been getting the readings, go to bluemoonnow.net. Check out and see what you like there. There's also psychicstore.com and wild111.com. That's wild111.com. And if you love what you get at wild111.com, definite buy it and do it there. Our sponsors may help us keep all these things going that all of you love to do. We're grabbing the phones. I have someone else writing me in. "Jethro, I got to talk on that phone." Well, I'm trying to get through them, but we got a lot to do. It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. 229. How about 229? How are you two tonight? They're a little shy, and we're just going to go right on. How about an 856? What about an 856?
Hi, Jeffa. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. So glad you called in. I apologize that my phones are a little kooky. Did you hear it cracking? It sounded like we just broke the crab's foot or something. It was really strange.
Probably all that spirit energy.
I think so. I'm so welcome. What can I do to help? I feel like you've got energy here.
What's that mean?
Okay, Laura, what I'm picking up is I'm picking up two strengths with you. I'm picking up that right now is a time that you've made some things in your life where they're going to happen. You've changed, I feel like, your goals a little bit. They're showing me that there's energy around you, that you were going in a situation or things were going on and they weren't what you wanted. I feel like you've taken the initiative here in the last couple months to get a hold of Laura's life, but I feel like you're waiting for something else to also get behind your sails.
Well, I'm looking. I called in to find out if you see me getting a job in the near, like January or February, and whether or not that job means a move, maybe down to Georgia. I'm just wondering if you see anything like that coming up for me.
I do. That's the wind behind the sails. That's getting the position down there, and then I see it taken in. I do feel there's a change of course happening for you. You had to do something a little different. I keep picking up now. I keep seeing a person that's not handling a lot of the situation, and you're having to pick up the slack. Does this make sense?
Well, I don't know. I know I was contacted about a few days ago by a recruiter for a company, and it's some of it is what I used to do, but there's also another component where I would have to learn and take some quizzes and tests, things like that, to pass it. But I would embrace that, and I told her that I would actually like to learn that part of the business. But actually it's a permanent job. It's with a consulting company, and the client is in Georgia. And she said that this project is going to go on for a few years. So it would still be a permanent job with this company. I guess after that project's over with, I would go on to another project. But she said that this would require travel back and forth from Georgia to where I'm living now, which is New Jersey. I was thinking if I got this job and the client is based in Georgia, I could just move down to Georgia. I have some friends down there, good friends, that I think I could make a life for myself down in Georgia. And I just wondered if you saw me making that move down there.
I do. I did see it a little bit later. It doesn't look, it's like it looks like you first get there, then I see it all coming together. I'm also getting told by the guides with you that but your guides and you are centering it, and it needs to happen. The change will do you good. You're in a position now where you need to do the other shift down there. I also see that love and other things there for you in a stronger way would be there. Where you're at now, things are not growing or doing the right focus.
Yeah, they haven't been. I've never really actually dropped her. I've never felt quite like I fit in at this location in this state. I've been here about several years now, and I just can't seem to get in the groove. And I do think that this would be a positive move. I just need to know, do you see the job coming through in January or February?
I thought more in February, and I'll tell you, I can relate with you. I've lived in about five or six states, and it's the ley lines, and it's the different energies, and I feel like Georgia resonates to you. I can read your aura, and I can sense through the phone. You are very strong aquas and blues, and the South seems to do that. I living in Florida, I mean, I'm up here now with oranges and reds dealing with individuals in the you know, by the Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States. There's two vortexes here running energy at the same time, where Florida's got one main energy, and it goes all the way out to Georgia. She's very strong over there, and I love her. The energy is very good, and I see you doing well, and I can hear the guide saying that you need that other part. You're very green-hearted. If it's not feeling right in your heart, you won't go it. And people cannot force Laura into doing something Laura don't want to do.
Yeah, my dad used to say that. I know, I'm hard-hearted. Jelzer, there's a house down there on the water, because water's very important to me. And I fell in love with this house about a year or two ago. I saw it online, and I loved this house. And then it went offline, and all of a sudden it's come back online. And I think it's because they fixed it up to flip it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm hoping and praying that this is my house, that I'm going to be able to purchase this home in the next few months or so down there on the water. Are the guides telling you that can happen down in Georgia?
I feel it'll take a little longer than a couple months, but I feel it's there and it's meant to be. And the guides and everything's putting you there. They want you in that house, and that's why you're feeling it. And it's meant to be. There's another sign, the ley lines, and that's a magnetic field. That house is put on energy. I had a property that haunted me, and I ended up owning it for quite a while. I was to take it, and someone else was to own it. And you're meant to be there. That's what the guides are telling me. They said, yes, it's very possible. And Laura, they said, no, like you know. You know, just sit down and do it. I'm the most perfect example. For those of you who know that this was almost 6 years ago, this time of the year was very, very hard for me. It was a point in my life where I really just decided to manifest. I sat down and just said, this is what I'm going to do. Same thing you do, just this is what I'm going to do. And make it happen. Take a picture of it. Copy that thing. Put it on your fridge. Be looking at it. See it. Know it. Want it. Write it. Say it. Believe it. Achieve it. Every day you're going, I'm going there. I'm going there. I've got it. You're already there. You know it, and you start to act like it. Get yourself prepared. Start moving your stuff where you've got it set. People laughed at me. I always did before. It's like, okay, I've got my boxes ready. I go, I'm gone. Because then the guys went wham, and I moved to Sedona, Arizona. I worked exactly in the places I wanted when I did want to be there. And it's you've got that, Laura. You've got that kind of push in you and that kind of strength. I've also known for being hard-headed. There's eight of us kids, like I was saying earlier, and they call me the wild wire. I'm kind of the hot wire of all of them, live wire, and I've got that strength. It's like, I'm going to be the manager of this place. And man, I went after it. Within 3 months, they were like, whoa. They're like, you know, you got to be a manager of all three departments. I said, I couldn't stop. I was good. I got myself so motivated. And I'm like, going to get them, going to get them, get them. That's what I see happening with you. I see you grabbing on, fueling the fire, doing the energy, doing the strength. And they're giving me the push, Laura. But blessings. Merry Christmas. Thank you for contacting us at Psychics Gone Wild. I was
thanks,
nice to you.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Tell everybody. Tell everybody Psychics Gone Wild. Follow us. Come over to the Facebook. We're your friends. Come in and say hi. Get a reading today. Go to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Those of you know, this is probably the worst thing for me is I give you the few minutes, and I am known. My readings are 30 minutes to an hour because I want to get in there. I want to help you. There's so much for those of you guys that call in and get the few minutes. I had someone tell me, they go, Jethro, I called into the show, and you told me a little bit. And I did get with that person. Now I'm at a point with him that's real odd. What do? I got to be honest with you. I give you just a piece of it, and I don't hang on to it. Those of you who know the phenomenal individuals, we shared it on there. I was talking about it last night about the excellent teacher and master, Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce never remembered anything of his readings after he came out. Individuals were unfortunately doing this to Edgar Cayce. They would get in, and they would ask him questions that didn't reflect to the health about lotteries, gambling things, and Edgar Cayce would give the answer. They would utilize his gift wrong and come out. In my case, when I'm in the energy, I'm in the focus of the energy. What I really love is to sit down on Skype or sit down in one of my offices or get you on the phone like this and just really go there. So that's why I do it. Because when like Patty, we all know with my love, our Patty Negri, Patty is not right on the dot. She doesn't just give you 30 minutes. She doesn't give you an hour. She says it's going to work and go a little over because she admits that, because you want to give the best for that client. Now, there's people who call me and are on a schedule and they're like, Jethro, what am I going to do with this man? And I'm like, boom, 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 do that, this is there, and this it goes. And then I go with the energy. I will oftentimes write them or type them later. I tell them not to leave you on the message. I also didn't get to tell you about this. Take care with your aunt. Do this. That is the way the energy rolls. So those of you tuning in, I love you. I hope you're loving it. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Get yourself ready for 2015. We're bringing in the best of the best. We've got individuals who are not only working with their gift, but they're working with others to train. We've got ourselves ready to go. I've had some other people that we're looking at, maybe some people from the past. I know a lot of you've asked. Write me at psychicsgunwall.com if you want to get someone back. What I love about it and what we've seen is we're always growing and knowing, and that's what we'll do. And we've got 229. I know you didn't get in earlier. Did you still want to try and get in? I got your phone in there, and that's really strange. How about 408? Let's try going right down there. I'm sorry, 229. We're trying to get you in. Don't go anywhere. We'll get you on. 408. What do you say, 408?
Hello?
Hello. You got in. You pushed that card right out of the way. You grabbed it, ran. How are you doing, 408?
Okay. Hi, Jethro. Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking my call.
Merry Christmas.
Wondering, I remember you saying it was better to ask. My name is Ola, sorry. You said it's better to ask a specific question?
It is, but I feel like let's go ahead with what I've got here because you've got something going on and you want to talk about the relationship?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling. I got it. I can feel it. I've done this a day or two, and I love what the energy and the angels are telling me with you. They said you, and is it Aura? And the energy with that, or I apologize, boy, there's some strong energy. Boy, they're really going there. Say, it's okay, that's all good. That's what I like. You're gonna make the our whole board just turn purple. You're like Patty. Patty does this. This is just how she rolls. What I like, that's a good thing. It means you've got very strong, high master guide energies. Can you say your first name again for me?
Sure. Ola, O-L-A.
Ola, all right, excellent. Here we go. Your aura, Ola, is going through a strength with this relationship. I feel the person that has been involved with you is, I don't like the word complicated. They're intrigued. There's something going on here, and there's something happening that you've got some outside energies doing this. I do feel that this person is, I keep seeing like a flirting thing going, and then I see this person not sure how to deal with it. You are a little intense when you're with a person. I'm not trying to be mean, but I just got to be very blunt to you. Your love and your strength for this person is intense. You're like our Linda. You're one of those people. When you grab onto something, you grab onto it. If you want to be there, you're there. You're not playing. And Capricorns are known for this. They're very strong, compatible people. I feel that that's what's going on with you in this love. But I feel like this love you've got has got a part of them. Something's going on here. I keep feeling a person. I feel like there's something pulling them to where it's like they can't give themselves to you or be with you, or there's something there. Can I get a first on this relationship?
No, is this in the future? I'm not with anyone right now.
Yes. And I apologize. See, it's so close that I'm already seeing the person there. Yes. They're telling me this person's energy with it is very much it's very much with a J. I'm getting some other strengths with it. I'm getting some very positive. I'm also being told that the guys are telling me that this was meant to be, but there's a part of you right now that you're ready for the relationship. You just don't want no messing around. It's got to be real. It's got to be a person that's going to be there and be around. You've had some individuals before that started to date you that were not mature enough to be with you. That's why I keep getting like with it. I apologize. I already thought they were there. So you got your stomach, the psyche, and a love energy. But now, talk to me a little bit about this trip. There's something about some things you have to do. I keep seeing you working out, getting some things together, and you have to do like this time back and forth or some work here before you can actually settle in or something here. It's like you're doing a trip. I keep seeing like, is it road mileage?
Okay. I'm currently, I guess, in a job. Want a new job, so maybe like when that settles, I want something to come in. So maybe that's the, or I do travel for work, so I don't know if
Okay, okay. That's no, yeah. Thank you, and I apologize for doing this through the phone. Trying to do it quick when I see it's kind of putting me. I'm seeing the traveling. I'm seeing the mileage, and they're showing me that this person's going to be met through that. And then I feel that this person part through your work is going to be met, but they've already got them there. You just two have not perchance met each other. This person's even in the same kind of wavelength already. It's ironic. We were talking earlier to someone else about how. You're already on that. You are in that same mode. I do feel this is. I do feel this person is very, like jovial, very fun, positive individual. Okay. Yeah, and I feel like you are. You're going to meet them in. They're showing me music. They're showing me like happy people. This person's very positive to you and talking to you about what interests you. And I feel that they'll have to be intellectually. Compatible with you. You're not going to date the. Sorry, I'm not being mean, but you're not going to just date the one that's standing over there going, huh? How am I? I'm all that. You're going to be like, I'm dating.
Right, right. Oh yeah, definitely.
Like
yeah.
you're very on your game. You're in life, and you want people that are politically and personally correct and where they're supposed to be.
Yes. Yeah.
What I'm feeling, they're telling me that. And that's what I'm getting there, and I wish you luck. They also tell me that you have to be careful right now that your work seems to be taking some toll on you. It's like you're good at what you do, but make sure you take that rest time. You can't play with it.
It's draining.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling, yes. Lots of lavenders, you know, so you sleep well, a little bit on the, you know, I put them on a light bulb, turn on the light, that way it warms up the house. The lavender would be good for you. It's, you know, it's $7 a bottle or something. Spearmint would be good for you. Spearmint something in the house that refreshes you, gets your mind clear.
Okay.
Hugging trees. I would spiritually tell you to go out, relax, feel the energy, feel the tree energy, relax and hug the tree. Don't do it. Be careful in California. I got to laugh. Like I got in trouble in Pasadena. They're like, why is this man doing to our trees? I'm like, hugging the tree. It's getting energy. It gets rid of the stress and it releases it to the tree. It absorbs it like it takes our carbon monoxide. The tree will take it off and you will feel just lighter. So.
Oh, you know, I go on hikes like almost, I try to go every week, even though it's still sunny in California, so I can go on hikes. But I'm gonna start touching trees and stuff.
And it's something my girlfriend, I love her so dearly. She's like the hiker. I used to not do that. She got me 5 and 6 miles all over California.
Ooh,
she drove around there. Yeah, so you're like nice. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's trying to kill me. And it's like it was like the most fun. It's like so. I hope they helped you. I come back sometimes. Say hi to Psychics Gone Wild. Do me a favor. If you go over to psychicsgonewild.com. So yeah, put in for the prizes, see what you think, and, you know, I hope to talk to you again.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you.
We are wild. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Many of you are calling in. Many of you are trying to get in, but we have little time. We must grab the dong and bong it to say the gong a dong. We must gong the gong and tell you the time is drawing near. A lot of you are almost here. The fun is here. I hope you're into it. We are Psychics Gone Wild. This has been fun. It is fun. I've had a really good time. I had someone tell me, said, Jethro, you are very intense. Yes, I do breathe, but I've got it right now. What happened to my husband Thursday night, Jethro? I'm sending you a picture, and I want you to look at Nick here. Something went on, and not all of the things have been said. Well, first of all, it's a little hard to read without permission. You are entitled to know your part. I would just tell you to look into things. And there's more things happening in your family than just not understanding where your husband is. And from what I see with the energy, there needs to be not only communication between you two, but an actual sitting down time of finding out where your Nick was if he wasn't at home. Because the energy and the things that I see here is of happening there. I always like to have the person that I'm reading their energy, you know, permission, but I am seeing that there is a sense here. I do see that from your picture and what you showed me here on your one on Facebook, you need to be able to express these things. You've got stress around your blue chakra, your throat's closed, you're not saying and getting what you mean to say. Are you argumenting? Are you confronting the person? Sometimes when you're like, when I feel or I say, moreover, you need or I've got, it will change the energy. I would suggest maybe a little spiritual counselor or someone with you. You're not going to get anywhere with vinegar. You've got to give a little sugar. Now, I'm not saying if your husband is out running around, you need to be smoochy face. That's not the answer. But I am saying you need to sit down, work with it, find the energy, and be comfortable with where you are. You, my dear lady, are writing me and asking me, and I'm asking you to please sit down and do that. And getting with a spiritual counselor, there's nothing wrong with taking this. I do not agree in the old school that you have to obey by the relationship, you know, that it has to. We know that there are things. But just take some different varieties. Go to some people that are, you know, it is their job as a reverend or a person like me, spiritually reverend of spirituality, to sit down and work with you on it. Honestly, it's not to their advantage to hurt you. It's to their advantage to do that. So we are going in with it, and I'm still trying to grab a few more phone ones. We've got 813. How are you, 813?
Jethro.
Hey, it's Jethro. A drive-by. It's Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I am having a blast. I am really going wild here. This is our host that's on Thursday nights, and he is helping in the room tonight, a lot of friends, and working with it. What is your magic of the Christmas, Chris? What are you feeling about this time of the year?
I just love this special time set apart to express your appreciation of people. And I love the happiness, the love energy. To give you an example, I used to sell Christmas trees on a Christmas tree lot, and that was the greatest job because everybody coming to get a Christmas tree is in this just really incredibly good mood. They're getting this Christmas tree, and I think that's one of the best jobs I ever had. And that's what that's kind of a metaphor for me for Christmas. I really like the energy of the season.
Love it. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We got a few minutes more, and I thank Chris. He's here with me as a friend hanging out. We're just all having a happy Christmas Eve time. I'm going to grab a bunch. We've got a lot of phones, 347-973-360-856-682. I used to be an auctioneer, if you didn't know, 315-286. I just breathe real quick as I talk. Those of us tuning in, make sure you have a little fun tonight. Take a little bit of things. You know, think about when you were young and you used to have that magical excitement. You were waiting for Santa to come. I know of lots of individuals and very many families I've been around who always, you know, they were all getting ready and snuggling into bed because tomorrow Santa would be there, and in the morning I always loved the fact, like I told you, that we opened our presents that night, the big family, then we would stay up and play, then when we went to bed we wouldn't wake up until later in the day. The adults would be up and feeding 30 or 40 people or more. They would have this time and the adults would have theirs, and we'd had all of our toys. It was just so much fun. Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We have an email that wrote in to me and Dina. They're asking us, what was our most funnest and magical toy in our childhood?
Gosh, I guess for me it was my bicycle.
Because
it just gave me the freedom. It was like I was kind of stuck where I was at. When I got my bicycle, I had the freedom to go all over the place to just see the world. I think that was mine.
Love it. And for me, it was a 6-foot gorilla, and I kid you not, he was a stuffed gorilla with a banana, and I was probably 5 or 6, and my mother made me a Tarzan outfit, and I went everywhere with that. Those of you looking, I got to tease my sister, she's listening tonight, Linda, I do not want to see pictures of it on Facebook because we're joking about it, but I did love that. I love that. And those of us laugh, but, you know, they had many pictures of me out on the swing set we had. My mother built a very big, enormous, it was over 12-foot tall swings and slide, and I would go out with this monkey everywhere I went. And she, like I said, I wore that Tarzan outfit until I got to the point where my mother swore that I had, you know, I'd worn it to the point where I couldn't wear it anymore. So that was it. You guys asked if you know on trivia. So now if you get on there on that thing, what is the magical gift? Chris will be, whites will be for 200 points, bicycle. What is Chris's magical thing? And it will be bicycle. So you would be, it would come up and say, Chris White, you picked that topic on Jeopardy if you played. And it would be, I pick, and you pick your points and say, okay, you pick 100, 200, 300 points. You say 200, and we would read you the answer. And you, as on Jeopardy, would have to read the question. Do you see how this is how it works? Same thing as there. So you guys that are calling in and writing in, get ready to go wild. We're going to be giving away prizes to those of you who have been the most loyal, the longest listeners, the people who've asked. We've got prizes just to give away prizes. We're going to give prizes because you just called in and said hello. We're going to be doing all of that in 2015. It's wild and it's ready. Speaking of, I went and looked up here, and I've got Brian Swanson, you are the winner of a beautiful amethyst necklace. And Merry Christmas to you. And also, the other person we've got is Donata Monsuela from California. You also will be a winner of an amethyst necklace. So I thank you from Psychics Gone Wild, Blue Moon Treasure. Chris, Merry Christmas to you. Have a great evening.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we've got 347 going to say hello. Can you want to say Merry Christmas before they push us out the door?
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We've got 40 seconds. I love you calling in. I'm so sorry. Please, 347, if you get a chance, go over and go to the Psychics, Real Psychics Gone Wild room, and I'll give you a free aura reading because we've run out of time.
Okay.
We love all of you guys. We're running as quick as we can, 973-336-856-429. Going to have to see you next time. Remember, stay wild is the way to be. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll see you or hear you on the radio.